Title: Understanding Constitutional Standing, a Review of a Recent Federal Circuit Decision. Content: In Intellectual Tech vs. Zebra Technologies 2022-2207, Federal CIR May 1, 2024. The Federal Circuit addressed a district court's determination that the patent owner plaintiff lacked constitutional standing because it was divested of all exclusionary rights over the patent at issue upon default. Background: Plaintiff Intellectual Tech, LLC, IT, appealed from a decision of the United States District Court for the Western District of Texas dismissing all its claims against Zebra Technologies Corporation, Zebra, for lack of constitutional standing. In 2019, IT asserted U.S. Patent Number 7,233,247, the 247 patent, against Zebra. Zebra first moved to dismiss the case for lack of standing, and the district court denied the motion. Zebra subsequently moved for summary judgment of no subject matter jurisdiction. The district court granted the motion and dismissed all claims without prejudice. IT moved for reconsideration, which the court denied. IT appealed. IT is the wholly owned subsidiary of OnAsset Intelligence Incorporated, OnAsset. In 2011, OnAsset granted Main Street a security interest in its patents, including the 247 patent, and gave Main Street certain rights that it could exercise upon OnAsset's default of the loan. In 2013, Main Street notified OnAsset that it was in default. Subsequently, in 2017, OnAsset and Main Street entered into a forbearance agreement. At the same time, IT was formed as OnAsset's subsidiary, and OnAsset assigned the 247 patent to IT. In turn, IT entered into a joinder agreement to the loan agreement between OnAsset and Main Street. IT entered into its own patent and trademark security agreement with Main Street, granting Main Street a security interest in the 247 patent like OnAsset had. By 2018, IT had defaulted as well. Main Street's default rights at the time the complaint was filed in 2019 were the same whether assessed based on OnAsset's 2013 default, where IT's assignment from OnAsset was subject to these rights, or IT's own 2018 default. For the purpose of appeal, the Federal Circuit followed the parties and District Court's convention of citing the 2011 agreement throughout. Issues whether the district court correctly determined that IT lacked constitutional standing. Holding the Federal Circuit found that the district court incorrectly determined that IT could not demonstrate that infringement of the 247 patent amounted to an injury in fact. The Federal Circuit found that IT has constitutional standing, and therefore reversed and remanded. Reasoning: the Federal Circuit reviews Article 3 standing determinations and the District Court's interpretation of an unambiguous contract de novo. The Federal Circuit found that the only question before it is whether IT demonstrated the irreducible constitutional minimum of an injury in fact, and all it requires is that IT retained an exclusionary right, i.e., infringement would amount to an invasion of IT's legally protected interest. In its decision, the Federal Circuit first clarified that they need not determine whether IT's legal interest in the 247 patent was sufficient to meet the patentee requirement of 35 U.S.C. 281. As the court noted, in light of the Supreme Court's opinion in Lexmark International Incorporated v. Static Control Components Incorporated, 572 U.S. 118, 2014, 281 is not a jurisdictional requirement. The court further explained that the 281 inquiry and the injury in fact inquiry, for constitutional standing, are distinct. The latter is a jurisdictional requirement, which is incurable if absent at the initiation of suit, while, in contrast, the issue of whether the statutory requirements of 281 are met is not jurisdictional and a defect is curable by joinder. The Federal Circuit next turned to the only question on appeal whether IT had an exclusionary right in the 247 patent when the complaint was filed. Zebra argued that Main Street's ability to license the 247 patent pursuant to the agreement deprived IT of all exclusionary rights. Specifically, Zebra made two arguments related to licensing. 1. Main Street had the exclusive ability to license upon default, which deprived IT of all exclusionary rights, and, 2, even if both Main Street and IT had the ability to license upon default, Main Street's non-exclusive ability to do so still divested IT of all exclusionary rights. The Federal Circuit first rejected Zebra.